Hey, it's Grant Ducetto with KMIT and Mitchell Now, and I've got Carmen here with me, and she just got fresh out of the show ring. And tell us a little bit about the goat or goats that you were showing.
They're dairy goats that I've been able to lease from my aunt and milking, so she's been fun to have to milk every day.
So it has been more than just a one-day thing. You've really had to develop a relationship.
Yes. It takes a lot to know women, like know what their quirks are to get them set up right and get them to show nice for you.
I heard the judge talking, giving detailed explanations about what she was looking for. Maybe you could just kind of go through that here real quick for the listening audience.
Well, like with dairy goats, you want angularity and nice milk and teats set like her udder. But these are pretty good goats and pretty fancy.
How long have you been showing goats for?
This is my fifth year, I'm pretty sure.
So. Gotcha. Compare the first year to the fifth year. How much easier is it now?
A lot easier. I know what I'm doing now. It's kind of second nature.
Gotcha. Anything else people should know about as far as showing goats or just what you've been up to lately?
Just try it. Anything happens. There's a lot you can do with just trying just to show.
Out of curiosity, 5 years ago when you first decided to show goats, what was kind of the catalyst for that?
Well, my aunt always has showed goats, so it's like, she's like, you want to show? I'm like, sure, why not? I gotta try. Done cattle, I've done dairy cattle, so it's like, why not add another species?
Last question for you, just comparing maybe what you've done before with the cattle, the showing goats, how different is it? How similar is it?
It's very different, because like with beef cattle, you're very, got your show stick and all that, and then with dairy, you're using your hands and walking backwards, but then with goat, it's just like, you're not with a halter, you're kind of free falling.
Thank you very much, Carmody.